Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Lynn, your co-host.
Let's gear for sea and get underway. The startup world is booming and levels of entrepreneurship have never been higher.
Before diving in, today's guest, Mario Peshev, recommends investing in learning what the self-employed experience can be like.
You could exchange 40-hour work weeks and a steady paycheck for 60 to 100-hour work weeks grinding through generating sales, managing staff and vendors, and more.
Mario Peshev's no BS take on the startup world challenges the fad around becoming an overnight success and projects reality for the first 6 to 18 months in the startup game.
Peshev offers strategic tips to help entrepreneurs mitigate demands and pressures of becoming new entrepreneurs.
Mario Peshev is the author of 126 Steps to Becoming a Successful Entrepreneur, a business advisor, and a CEO of DevRix.
So greetings, Mario Peshev. Welcome to the Home Business Podcast. Say hello to our listeners.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure having you.
So how's it going today in your startup world?
Busy as usual. Definitely can't complain, but there's something to learn every single day, which keeps me grinding.
So it is like, as an entrepreneur, it seems like it's something new every day. And you wake up in the morning and you think you're going to do something, and then by the time you get through your emails, it's completely changed.
Most definitely. Planning is something, plans were made only to be changed completely. So essentially, whenever I prepare agenda, backlog at the end of the previous day, I wake up and there's a completely new plan ahead of me.
We had that saying in the military, every plan is only good till the first shot is fired.
There we go.
Okay, so your book, it talks about the dark side of entrepreneurship. Would you consider your book a warning or a reality check?
So I do believe that the book is essentially something that beginner entrepreneurs and also entrepreneurs can go through and make sure that they cover all points and that they are ready to take this journey. Essentially, this is one of the very few books out there that isn't all about rainbows and unicorns, but essentially is covering everything that people should learn about, all the grinding, all the hard work, everything else that goes into being an entrepreneur. So if someone goes through the book and says, yes, I'm hungry, I'm ready for this, then they're good to go. Otherwise, if they have any hesitations or whatsoever, they should get back to the drawing board and decide on whether they're prepared or not.
Yeah, when I saw your information come in about, this as a podcast show, it really struck with me because so many people just have they wave this false flag on it that it's easy and, things fall into place and they highlight the one person that's an overnight success. But, the reality is it is tough. And that's the way what I like about your book. It kind of lays out the reality of it. And but it is that you will find satisfaction with it.
Well, it is true, and one of the surprising things about the book is that I actually don't believe that everyone should become an entrepreneur. It's a whole new way of living. It's way different than actually having a career in the first place, but those who are prepared should definitely take on to that. They should not postpone. They should really get busy planning their venture and learning as much as possible about accounting and legal and marketing and sales and networking and everything else that goes into a business.
Yeah, I think it requires an ability to kind of look at all the different parts and then put them together. And some people just don't, they can focus on one part or the other. And, in a business, if you're only good at, customer support service, but you're not good at sales and you're not good at planning, you got to have all those elements to be able to, to operate your own business.
And that's one of the common problems for entrepreneurs in the first place. So I have identified two problematic groups of entrepreneurs or people who get into entrepreneurship. The first one are MBA degrees. And they say, well, we know how to manage a business. We know how to start a business and maintain it and make it successful. But essentially, they have no real world experience in pretty much everything. I'm talking about college graduates who haven't spent a decade and actually working on something productive. And the other group of people are industry experts into a specific niche vertical, let's say be developers or construction workers or anything like that. And they say, I know my craft, I want to sell my services, but they don't know how to sell, how to deal with, again, paperwork, with billing, with legal, with contracts, whatever you want to call it. So those two groups of people should definitely read the book simply because it outlines what goes into running a business in the first place. And again, if they're ready to do that, thumbs up, and I'm looking forward
to it. Let's talk about that dream a little bit. You know, why do you think many aspiring entrepreneurs are attached to the dream versus the reality of owning their own business?
Well, you know, people dream about owning a boat, for example. Nobody's really talking about placing the boat or taxes or oil or construction work or maintenance or anything like that, or any sort of fees to just sail through specific, islands or be it like this. So it's pretty much the same about running a business itself. It sounds exciting. You own your own time, your own business, you're the boss and everything like that. But in reality, even the folks who are really eager to start a business, they know that they should spend the time, that plans don't really fall from the sky, and they should put in the work. But all of the media coverage and all of the startup websites are really covering only the great stories and the unicorn startups, which is really not helping to bridge the gap between reality and dreams, which, again, leads
to... I like that term you use, unicorn.
Yeah, unicorn startups, yeah. You wake up at 19 and suddenly you have $1 billion in the bank. Yeah, that's how it works in real life.
Okay, so what was the darkest moment that you had as a new entrepreneur, and did you doubt your decision at the time?
Well, my first startup was a technical one. We were building solutions for WordPress, and we were about to conquer the world with a specific theme that everyone in the universe is going to run. And as you can imagine, our product planning wasn't correct, our estimates weren't correct, our initial budget was wrong, and we spent 9 extra months on top of the initial 4-month MVP phase, only to see that this business isn't really that sustainable in the long run. In addition to that, throughout this period, we had more and more competitors, we had new trends coming in, and our initial business plan has evolved so much that essentially we had to start all over. Now, the good news is that we actually make through it, and we were profitable at the end, so this business was running for a few more years, but I would say that this was a lucky shot, and again, in real world, this isn't something that's likely to happen.
Sounds like those kind of delays, they could put some pressures on cash flow, and if you have investors, you know, make the investors a little bit nervous when, you know, you have some delays like that and additional costs getting the business launched.
Yeah, investors, and nobody really wants to take a loan out of their parents or significant other or someone else and just say, well, just a couple more weeks, just another month, just another couple months. We've all seen these ads where this is happening, and it's so embarrassing. So
it can create some tension and friction at those family get-togethers.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You don't want to go to Thanksgiving with this sort of advice.
When you're talking about 126 questions on becoming a successful entrepreneur, do you have a favorite chapter and why?
I have a chapter about entrepreneurship. And entrepreneurship is being able to apply your entrepreneurial skills within an existing organization.
Now you're saying inter, like interpreneur?
Yeah, it's like interpreneur. It's like the opposite of enter, right? So it's like an internal entrepreneur for an organization. So the good news here is that you can actually start as an entrepreneur within an organization, as a, let's say, product owner, as a division manager, as someone else who has the freedom to deal with hiring, with strategy for that department, but at the same time, they have the budgets, they have the additional staff members from different teams, they have mentors, they have investors, everyone else. Essentially, the foundations have already been laid, and it's up to you to move the company in the right direction. So if this is working out and for whatever reason the company isn't working out, you can just take all of those skills and then try to work them into your own business.
Now, what's one personal lesson that you learned that you wished someone else would have told you before becoming an entrepreneur that would have helped you better avoid the startup dark side?
Don't be cocky. I think that most people, they've read all this advice, and it's for the most part, it's common sense, right? Learn how to operate a business, talk to people, go to networking events, meet other entrepreneurs or business owners or founders, read books, watch courses, like anything like that. And even if some people go through this path, they say, well, that's boring. I already know that. That's the basics. I'm not going to have any challenges with it. So this resistance to being open-minded, to understanding how much you don't really understand from running a business, is the biggest blocker for most beginning entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I want to pull that out a little bit more because I think you're hitting a really good point. Again, I haven't really heard this one either, but you mentioned being open-minded and make sure. I mean, I think that's probably the most important thing to being a successful entrepreneur, because I think by being open, you'll better see all those different points that come together in a successful business. And then also, I think that kind of tempers that arrogance you might have, thinking it's just going to happen easily.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Again, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. And people who haven't really dived into any sort of business endeavors, they simply can't realize how broad the gap is and how much there is to learn and just get experience that. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, I know the basics. Everyone can do marketing. Everyone can do sales. Like, everyone is pretty much doing that. It's almost like everyone knows politics and everyone knows baseball, right? But to the core of that, the difference between someone who's watching baseball on national TV and someone who's actually making tens of millions from baseball, well, the gap is striking.
Yeah, so it's good points on reviewing it and understanding what's going on. And it's just kind of a lifelong journey. It's funny to hear that point. When I was a teenager, I knew everything. And by the time I retired, I knew nothing. I think that kind of sums up with business too. You just got to keep an open mind and learn something each day. Well, let's talk a little bit more about, home-based and the kids. Many parents who, are entrepreneurs or have home-based businesses to spend more time with their kids. Do you have any advice on finding that balance between your business and family?
So I do think that this is one of the core reasons that entrepreneurship exists and it's so popular. There are simply too few opportunities for parents to spend enough time with their kids before they get back to work. And remote working opportunities aren't that popular yet. That's one of the reasons why the IT ecosystem is evolving so quickly, because it allows for more and more and more remote work. I definitely believe that parents and who are spending time equally with their kids and trying to make a living out of their own business, they should be praised more. There should be more stories about them. I've seen success stories like this. I've worked a lot from home. I have a 19-month-old kid as well. And this is definitely something that we should talk more about.
Well, I think, yes, it does. You are going to be working more, but if you organize your time and you're there, you can actually, spend more quality time with family members, even if you are actually working more, but it requires some discipline and planning.
I believe that technology is helping out a lot. Just a decade ago, we couldn't even fathom the idea of having video conferencing at large. Yeah. Just being at the beach and stream from your phone and have a video call from your phone and things like that. This is helping out a lot. Smartwatches as well. You can get something for $100 and get push notifications and make calls while you're driving and a lot of other things that you wouldn't be able to do otherwise. And if people try to become smart about it and try to plan their time zealously, this is definitely possible.
Yeah, I mean, but like also, say you're trying to find more time with your kids and you take them, now you can take your kid to a sporting event, say they play in something, they're playing basketball or something, you could be sitting up in the stands and, like you're saying, using technology to keep connected with your business and spending time with your family. So, it can be easier to find that balance.
Precisely, yeah.
Mario Peshev, this has been a great discussion on avoiding the dark side of entrepreneurship. Do you have any final points you'd like to share?
So all I have to ask is, please try to understand the bigger picture of entrepreneurship. If you don't believe me, if you don't believe the book, just try to find other people, even freelancers or consultants or solopreneurs, other people who have founded their own businesses. Just talk about their first 6 months, about their first year. See how long it took them to break even. See how much time they spent in order to make it work. And once you've gathered some opinions, and if this is something that you're willing to invest into, then I'm looking forward to seeing you on the other side.
I understand the difficult realities. Well, Mario Peshev, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thanks again for having me.
Thank you so much. To learn more about Mario Peshev and his 126 steps to becoming a successful entrepreneur, visit MarioPeshev.com or our website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us in this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, HomeBusinessMag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit HomeBusinessMag.com or the expo at HomeBusinessExpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.